1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Emmys were last night. That was the 51st annual Emmys. And we saw a number of shows win. Obviously, shows are going to win. West Wing, which is the NBC show about the White House, was up there. And we mentioned last week, we had Doug Danger in, who is a film critic for the Orange County Courier. We're talking about a number of shows that have gay themes or gay characters. Margaret Gray, who writes a Little Bird Told Me column for about 150 newspapers nationwide, is on the line. We're going to get her on to talk about the Emmys. We have Doug Danger hanging on from Orange County, and he'll be talking to us, basically about what the upshot of that has been. And Margaret, are you there?
Yes, Phil, I'm right here.
Okay, so tell us a little bit, tell us your take on the Emmys last night and what you thought, because I know you've been following the gay character in Will and Grace.
Well, Phil, you know, it really, for me, it is not about gay or non-gay or straight. I do know, though, that the gay community has made a very, very big push this year to have more recognition in the wake of Ellen's show being canceled. But I'll tell you this, I think we're going too fast. I really think that we need to give the rest of the country the break that it needs. Because
Wait. What? How are we going too fast? Are we?
Well, here's what I'm saying. In Los Angeles, where we live, we understand gay characters like Will and Grace. We understand the gay themes of If These Walls Could Talk. We understand the gay theme of Everybody Loves Raymond and programs like that. The rest of the country doesn't quite get it. It isn't L.A. It isn't Hollywood. And we run the risk, I think, of really damaging.
And how are we going to damage? Now, you're talking about Middle America, right?
And yes.
Okay, you're talking about Middle America being the place where a lot of these shows are made, right?
And yes, but I think, by and large, while they did love Johnny, and they do like Jay, and they do enjoy the more mainstream, the Drew Careys and this kind of thing, Will and Grace and all of the pompous gay programming, I think, pushes them in a dangerous direction. And I'll give you an example.
Go ahead.
If you have a family watching Will and Grace or If These Walls Could Talk or The Ellen DeGeneres Show, and they're farmers, and you begin to allow some of these gay themes into the homes of these people, the salt of the earth people, the Nebraska people, you know what I'm saying, Phil?
All right, you're talking about the Midwesterners.
Yes. Suddenly they start thinking about cafe curtains. They start thinking about exfoliating their skin.
And wait. A guy is raising corn in Nebraska. He's watching
Will and Grace. He's watching If These Walls Could Talk. He's looking at gay themes. He's seeing Richard Hatch on Survivor. He's thinking in terms of gay themes. He's beginning to, in his own way, affect a gay lifestyle.
Is he turning gay?
No, I'm not saying he's turning gay. But he's thinking about cafe curtains. He's thinking about wearing an ascot. You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't understand what you're saying about a farmer in Nebraska, or let's say a guy that runs an insurance business.
All right, let's say a businessman in Indianapolis. Here comes a gay-themed show. Now he wants to wear a terry cloth robe. Now he wants to put up cafe curtains. Now he wants to exfoliate his skin. Now he wants to...
And if you could, for the rest of us, Margaret, what is exfoliating one's skin? Is that...
You don't know sloughing lotion.
No, I don't know what sloughing lotion is.
It's very, very big among gay people, and they've dealt with it on Will and Grace. Basically, you put on sloughing lotion to get rid of dead skin. The gay community is very much into that.
And you're worried that an insurance agent...
A housewife in Milwaukee, a doctor in St. Paul...
All of these people will go and get sloughing lotion and put up cafe curtains and...
Phil, what I am saying basically is this. We have an opportunity in Los Angeles to help the rest of the country understand the gay lifestyle without forcing them into it. And when you give an Emmy to Will and Grace, and you give Emmys to If These Walls Could Talk, you are shoving the lifestyle down their throat.
And all right. This is really what I've heard before, shoving the gay lifestyle down the throats of middle Americans, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. And I understand that. By the way, let me give the number, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about all these gay programs or gay-themed shows winning Emmys last night. Doug Danger is going to be along to comment as well. I've heard that comment many times, that it's shoving the lifestyle. So you really think people are going to turn gay?
I didn't say turn gay.
Okay, you're saying affect gay.
Affect gay tendencies, yes.
You believe that a man who grows corn in Nebraska is going to start worrying about cafe curtains. How does that hurt him, though? Do you understand?
I'll tell you how. Because if he takes his mind off of the primary thing that he does, which is to grow corn, which is to sell insurance, which is to teach a school class, which is to do any number of things, Phil, and he begins to worry about how he looks in a terry cloth robe, he begins to worry about cafe curtains or putting up beaded curtains or large pillows, Turkish pillows, all of these...
It's very difficult.
But Phil, you have to hear me out. All of these things hurt.
It's difficult for me to imagine a man who grows corn for a living suddenly becoming preoccupied with Turkish pillows. You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
All right, am I all alone with this? Do you understand? In other words...
I don't know what you're saying. You're saying that he won't be affected by what he sees on TV. I'm saying, yes, he will. And I'm talking about people in Portland, Oregon. I'm talking about...
In other words, you're not talking about L.A.
I'm not talking about L.A., no. This has nothing to do with L.A. L.A. is sophisticated. L.A. is the now. L.A. is the here. The people here get it. But if you start turning a lot of people in Lexington, Kentucky, on to the really refined and homosexual rhythms of a Will and Grace show, to the point where he's worrying about Turkish pillows, if he's being instantly bombarded by gay TV, and that he spends all day in the cornfields, don't you think you'll start seeing those corn cobs in a different light?
I think you're being absolutely ridiculous.
You don't see that.
I think you're being a little ridiculous. No, I don't see that at all. And
I think we're going too fast. The rest of America knows what I'm talking about. And
if he sees Will and Grace or he sees a homosexual show, he's going to look at the corn cobs in a different light.
Yes. I'm saying the people in the middle of America, Nebraska, Omaha, Kentucky, those places, upstate New York, Wisconsin, these are the places. Phil, you've lived in L.A. too long. How long have you been in L.A.?
I grew up here.
You're from here?
Yes.
So you're so disconnected, and I think that's dangerous.
Because I grew up here, I don't see how a farmer in the Midwest is going to start looking at corn cobs as phallic devices because he watches...
Yes, Phil, that's what I'm saying.
Well, then maybe I ought to get out a little bit more.
I think you spent a good part of your career traveling the country, yes. But I think you've been in L.A. much too long, and you miss very, very important things like that. And we are really, really hurting our country.
All right, so the answer then is to take Will and Grace off the air.
No, the answer is not to take Will and Grace off the air. The answer is to air it only once a month in these other part of the countries. Show it weekly in Los Angeles. But in Texas, in Florida, in all of these places where they can get really hurt, show it once a month, once every 2 months. That's the answer for me. And I know Doug will disagree because...
Well, we have Doug Danger on the other line. Doug, what do you think about that?
Well, Phil, I really... I've been listening to this for a few minutes. I think it's ridiculous. I think, number one, you have to understand that by all of these gay shows winning Emmys, we averted a lot of violence last night.
Oh, he's going to get onto that kick again, Phil.
Well, you said that gay people would riot if Will and Grace didn't win.
That's exactly what I said, and I think we averted violence last night. So, number one, I want to congratulate the Television Academy for that. Number two, I want to say the only way you're going to get these people in the Midwest on board with the gay theme, because I'm a gay man and I'm a gay journalist.
As we already know.
Well, you know something, Margaret? Your sarcasm.
Well, every time he's on your program, Phil.
All right. We know that you're a gay man and a gay journalist.
Okay. I think the sooner they get it, the better we're going to be. And so, yes, I want to see Will and Grace aired once a week for the rest of the country.
Margaret's position is only air it once a month for the rest of the country. L.A. can handle it the rest once a week.
Yes, we can handle it here. But no, they can't handle it in other parts of the country because then the gay rhythm begins to make its way into their lifestyle. Shorts that are inappropriate, things like that, no underwear while working out, all of that becomes an issue.
All right. Margaret Gray and Doug Dang are with us talking about gay themes in television and some rather revolutionary concepts there. Number one, Will and Grace, If These Walls Could Talk, any gay-themed show should only air in L.A. The rest of the country should only get it once a month because they say the rest of the country isn't ready for it. Now, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Among some of her comments, and I made notes, if you're airing gay-themed programs in places like Kansas and Nebraska, farmers will begin to worry about sloughing lotion and cafe curtains and will not pay attention to farm work. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show. On the line is Margaret Gray. We have Doug Danger is also there from the Orange County Courier. Doug, you there?
Right here, Phil.
And Margaret.
Yes, Phil.
All right.
And Phil, I wanted to jump in with one other thought. I'm not saying that I'm anti-gay.
I'm not saying. I don't think you are, Margaret.
Good. I'm saying I want gay themed programs. I want them done in a way that Middle America, that is, the people who live other than Los Angeles, that they are not shocked, that they can handle it, that they don't begin to affect gay mannerisms. And
but you're not worried about them becoming gay.
No, of course not.
You're just worried about them affecting gay mannerisms to the point where it begins to hurt their work.
I'll give you an example. Could you imagine people who are working on automobiles swishing on into a diner for lunch, wearing, I can't even begin to imagine a man swishing and wearing overalls. I can't even.
I think it's a fear that's premature, Phil.
All right, Doug. We'll get back to some your comments. We'll take some phone calls. I don't know. A guy swishing in overalls, I don't know.
I'm saying it's destructive.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Tidewater, Virginia on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'd like to put in my 2 cents worth. I'm a Virginian, and I'm heterosexual. And I'm not a journalist, but I feel like the only point I can agree with this lady on is the fact that they are pushing an agenda, and they are putting it in our face, but her argument is based on the fact that this Nebraska farmer...
Can I ask you what you do for a living?
I have my own business.
I'm not worried about you becoming gay. What I'm worried about is if you watch enough of these programs, you'll begin to affect or take on gay mannerisms.
No, ma'am.
Here's the deal. Do you use a moisturizer? I'll just ask you that question. Do you use a moisturizer?
No, I do not use
moisturizer. Do you watch Will and Grace? Do you watch any of these programs?
You've had your opportunity to talk.
Have you seen Will and Grace?
I have watched Will and Grace because I tried to be open-minded about it at the beginning,
and then I got sick of it being put in my face.
Right,
I knew that, and I'll tell you why. I have no doubt that you're heterosexual, and please forgive me, but you sound a little bit queer.
Wait a second. What does she mean by that?
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
He has a little bit of a queer lisp. You're straight, though, right?
Ma'am, let me tell you something.
You can take that from
Nebraska farmer's corn cob. I didn't say you were gay.
You sound queer.
You are just out there.
Wait.
You don't even know what reality is.
No, I didn't say you were gay. I said you sound queer. That's all.
Well, you know, as a gay man and a gay journalist, I think I ought to be able to tell who is gay. This man sounds straight. I'll tell you that right now, sir. I'm gay. All right? Hello?
Yes, sir.
I'm gay, okay? My name's Doug Danger. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right until somebody called me queer.
I'm sorry, sir. I can tell that you're straight. I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. I'm not saying that I wouldn't, if you and I had to drink together, that I wouldn't at least let you know how I felt about you.
All right, this is way off the point. Let the man finish what he was going to say.
Man, what is happening here?
All I'm saying is, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, even though you're straight, I would have to say, if you were attracted to me, I'd have to say something. to you, okay?
Well, your lifestyle is your prerogative. I'm a live and let live kind of person.
Now, do you hear that? Doug?
Feel,
does he have sort of a queer rhythm in his speech?
I don't hear it, no.
Let the man say what he wants to say.
I feel that there is an agenda being pushed.
Yeah.
And this lady's assumption is based on the fact that Nebraska farmer is going to sit down with his family and watch that kind of program.
Oh, well, first of all,
he's not going to watch it. He's going to see this mess on, and he's going to change the channel.
The Willing
That's
Gray
the
Show.
Fact.
Well, the Willing
Her
Gray
argument is totally off base.
Well, first of all, I think what she's going to say, the Willing Gray Show is highly rated, isn't it, Phil?
Willing Grace is up there, isn't it? Yeah, it's very highly rated. So there's a possibility that the Nebraska farmer is going to watch it, but I'm saying, this is Phil Hendry, sir, the host, I'm saying that doesn't mean the guy's going to run out and buy cafe curtains.
I think that's the last thing he's going to do.
I disagree. And this gentleman in Tidewater, Virginia, if he were to watch Will and Grace, as straight as he is, and as loving a father and husband as he may be, you'd begin to use a moisturizer. Yes, and you would.
That's absurd.
Oh, it is, huh?
That is totally
absurd.
You'd
start worrying about your skin.
You need to get out of L.A. a little bit, not Phil Hendry.
Yeah, well, yeah, see, that's the whole thing.
I live in the middle of the cultural hotbed, and what we do here dictates how you'll see life. And I guarantee you may be working at an auto body shop today. Oh, he hung up. That's guts. But tomorrow, he'll be thinking a little bit about how he can get the crow's feet away from his eyes and wearing those little eggshell things over his eyes, Speedo trunks, tanning bed. I think you get the picture. And
to assume that man is going to worry about cafe curtains, though, I think is ludicrous. Let me go to Bradenton, Florida on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
I just want to say that I watch Will and Grace all the time.
Okay.
I am not a lesbian.
I know you're not, but you do have an aggressive manner.
But my point is, okay, now you need to listen, okay? My point is, just because I watch a show, I'm going to have a few laughs out of it because it's funny. But that don't mean I'm going to sit here and worry about what moisturizer I'm going to wear.
Can I ask you a question, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean you like to sit back and look at the fags and how funny they are? Is that it?
No.
Because I'm gay, all right?
No, because they have real issues. They have real issues. And what
they're
doing, I have,
they're
let me tell you
people.
Something, some of my best friends are gay, okay, but I am not.
No.
What they do with their life is their business, but I'm going to tell you something. Some of them have the best relationships than any man and female can have.
Are you talking about lesbians, dear, or are you talking
I'm
about...
I'm talking about lesbians,
all
and
right.
I know some transsexuals, and I know some gay men.
All right, so you are talking about women that eat their lunch in Box Canyon, let's call it that. And the men who are...
Okay, you can just say lesbians. You don't have to say eating their lunch in Box Canyon.
Can I ask you something, dear?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have short hair?
No, I don't.
Do you eat a lot of fish or tuna?
No, I don't.
Do you wear pants?
Yeah, I wear pants.
Okay, see, it started, Phil.
Oh, it started, okay. I wore pants. You know what? My mom, has been married to plenty of men, wears pants. That does not mean she's going to turn lesbo,
okay?
No,
it doesn't, but you're the one that's watching Will and Grace, not your mother.
Yeah, because I like Will and Grace.
Absolutely.
Because they're funny.
I'm saying we need to slow down, Phil. You've got a young woman in Florida. She runs the risk of eating tuna. I think in a lot of ways...
Even if I did, you know what? That's my business.
Doug...
I'll say this. First of all, young lady, I want to commend you. Thank you very much. I think you make your own decisions when it comes to TV viewing. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Did I tell you that?
Yes, I heard that.
Okay. So since I'm gay, obviously I want to push the gay agenda. Doesn't mean I want you to become gay.
Yeah.
What it means is I want to see more TV shows with my people. All right?
Yeah.
And I think, Margaret, you're out of line.
She's wearing pants, for God's sake.
Okay.
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 And next week she'll be eating tuna. The week after that she'll have it cut off, butched, maybe a flat top.
You know
maybe
what? I'm 26 years old, and I've wore pants since I was like 1 year old, and I am not gay.
All I'm saying, honey,
so,
is that.
So, excuse me, but that is not even correct.
Okay.
That is not even correct.
All right,
okay,
let me ask
I'm
you
from
this.
Indiana originally, where there are a lot of farmers. And let me tell you something, they ain't going to worry about. If they sit down and watch a program, they're going to laugh they're going to laugh at the little jokes and everything, but they're going to get up and they're going to do what they have to do.
That's exactly
not
right.
Not worrying about no what
ever
curtains
put gas
are going to buy, what
car. I want
to
answer that question. Have you ever put gas into your own car? Yes or no?
Yes. I even changed my own oil.
That is so butch. It really is.
Oh, it is?
You change
because
your
I'm
own
taking
oil.
The initiative and not letting some man do everything.
Yeah, why
me,
can't she change the oil?
I've never heard of a woman changing the oil on her car.
All right, hold on.
Oh,
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. This is the number one rated Phil Henry Show. We are also the winner of the McAllen Award, the number one radio show in America, 3 years running, the McAllen Award, all those people at the Academy of Radio Sciences, and we appreciate that. It's kind of interesting that we won our award the same time the Emmys are being given out. And we're talking with Doug Danger, who is an open, out gay journalist from the Orange County Courier, and we also have on the line Margaret Gray, who also has a syndicated column about what you call, Doug, the preponderance of gay shows that won Emmys.
Well, Phil, I think what you have to look at is, number one, you got comedy series Will and Grace. Everybody loves Raymond. Supporting actor in a comedy series, Sean Hayes for Will and Grace. Supporting actress in a comedy series, Megan Mullally in Will and Grace. And then finally, supporting actress in a miniseries, Vanessa Redgrave for If These Walls Could Talk. That is a landslide for gay characters, gay themes. I'll tell you something, Queer Nation has scored a big one.
But, Phil, I think that Middle America is hurting because if they see these shows, they think it's all right to walk like a gay man. And if you can imagine thousands of Indiana farmers mincing down a street in Indianapolis, I think it's wrong. I think something should really be done at the network level.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me just finish up with this lady in Bradenton. Ma'am, you there? All right, so the lady basically says that a lot of people who live in Middle America or down in Florida, farmers, for instance, mincing down a street in Indianapolis after seeing a gay show. Your comment?
That is so. I've lived in Indiana most of my life except for the last 2 years, okay?
All right, and they don't watch TV
plenty,
there?
There's plenty. I know plenty of farmers and stuff, and believe me, when a farmer goes and sits down and watches a show for 30 minutes, he is not going to get up and go and wash his face with some face cream and then put on his little satin robe, and no, he's going to get out there and do what he has to do.
No,
okay?
I'm not saying
that
he won't.
Does not mean he's going to sit there and walk like a gay person or whatever. And what is a gay person anyways? Some, you know what? You can be walking down the street and you don't know if that person right next to you is gay or not. You can't sit there and stereotype somebody.
You can definitely see certain things.
You can see, but you cannot sit there and stereotype somebody because
what
not everybody
is
the same.
What man do you know puts moisturizing cream around his eyes?
Oh, I'm going to tell you something.
Uh-huh.
I dated a man for 2 years.
Was he a farmer?
For 2 years, and he was all man, believe that.
Was he a farmer?
And he put facial stuff on his face to make his face soft.
Oh,
okay,
God.
But he was not gay.
Oh, God.
Okay, so, okay. What do you do?
Fine.
What do you do in the morning? Do you put face cream and stuff on?
I'm a woman.
But you don't sound like it to me. You sound like a man.
Well, you know something, darling? I'm all woman. I have 3 sons, and you're really insulting, and I wasn't insulting you. And
you called her dyke. You said she was butch. You said
yeah.
Because she was,
I can tell a gay man by the way he walks, and I got a little bit of gaydar. I know queers, and I'm not saying that any farmer in Indiana is going to turn queer because he's been watching Will and Grace, but I am saying that if you see the guy go in and get moisturizing cream, you got some problems.
All right. Thank you for your call, ma'am, in Bradenton. I appreciate that tonight. Here is Albany, Oregon on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. I was just watching the show or listening to the show and stuff,
mm-hmm.
And I think that Margaret, this lady, is totally messed up in the head.
I'm sorry?
You're very not informed, you know.
I'm messed up.
You need to go into Middle America, as you call it, and look at how people are. I watch the show all the time. I'm straight. I'm not gay at all.
All right. What show are we talking about, dear?
Yes, I am.
Which show are we talking about?
Will and Grace.
Will and Grace.
Yes.
All right. I've got a checklist of things I want to ask.
Oh, I know. You're going to ask him if he wears a terry cloth robe. I'll ask him. Do you wear a terry cloth robe, sir?
No, I don't. I don't use face cream.
Why are you panting while you talk?
My hair.
Why are you panting while you talk?
He may be a little nervous. That's okay, pal. You're doing fine.
I just ran up the stairs.
You just ran up the stairs?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you just heard the phone ring or something? Or
no, I just went upstairs.
Go ahead.
Okay, so you wanted some privacy on the phone.
Yes.
So you're breathing hard. Why?
Because I just ran up the stairs.
Well, okay, if you say so.
And the girl who just called and said that you don't sound like a woman, I just want to agree with that, too.
Well, you know something?
And
she
how
doesn't
you're saying
sound like
that
a girl. Are you alone,
you
or do you have a male friend there?
Like, they're gay?
Do you have a male friend with you or not?
No, I don't.
All right.
Will you quit with your interrogation of the guy and let him say what he wants to say?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just think that just because you watch a TV show does not mean that you're going to go and act like the TV show. I watched it a lot.
Not if you live in Los Angeles, but if you live in Albany, Oregon.
I lived in
If you live
Los
in a
Angeles.
Salt Lake City, if you live in a San Antonio, you watch a man begin to, for instance, make some of that gourmet coffee for himself while wearing slippers and Speedo underwear and a terry cloth robe, all of that together. Have you ever had, for instance, Starbucks?
No.
While wearing a short robe?
No.
Oh, come on, while wearing a short freaking
coffee. I don't wear robes. I don't wear terry cloths or thongs.
You don't wear robes?
No.
Well, that's unusual.
I get dressed in the morning.
For Albany, Oregon, that's very unusual because, by the way, the panting tipped me off to a little extracurricular activity going on while this guy's on the phone with us still. And
all right. Thank you, sir, for your call. Now you're being stupid, all right?
No, I'm not being stupid.
Well, what do you mean? That's unusual. Oh, see, I just lost the guy's call.
I think that when you look at some of the statistics for Albany, Oregon, by itself, they sell a lot of short terry cloth robes there. They sell a lot of moisturizer.
Where did you get the stats for Albany, Oregon?
Phil, you can get this stuff. This is advertisers have it, advertising agencies have it. It's not hard to get a hold of this information.
And Albany, Oregon has a high degree of guys who are wearing terry cloth robes.
Yes.
All right, here is Century City on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Century City, hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, ma'am, you're on the air.
I don't even know where to start.
And by the way, we're talking about the 51st Emmy Awards, which were last night. Go ahead, ma'am.
I think that Miss Margaret is just, I mean, I heard her comment to the last female caller that she thought she was being insulting to her, and I just think that Miss Margaret is, her viewpoints are so stereotypical, and I mean, I don't even know where to begin. I think it's so backwards to say that people are really mindless and that anything you put them in front of in the TV, they're going to suck into and become...
I wasn't talking about everyone. I was talking about people who don't live in L.A.
Okay, fine. To anybody that doesn't live in L.A.,
I think
it's really silly to say that they're so mindless or so, you know, they can be so easily affected by everybody else that they're going to go and do anything that is on TV if that were
exactly
true.
What makes
I think we would see the Midwest in a totally different way if that was in fact true. I think that's totally wrong. And on a simple another level, just because they're not necessarily walking down the street like looking, as you say, like a gay man, you know, doesn't mean that there aren't people there who are gay. I know people from all over the country.
I can tell you that in Albany, Oregon, you can buy a terry cloth robe in a sporting goods store. How does that make you feel now? And that happens to be true.
I have never heard
of a short terry cloth robe being sold in a sporting goods store.
I don't, you know what, it doesn't
okay.
even matter to me. I don't care if a farmer decides wants to start using...
The reason why we in Los Angeles, a farmer what?
Okay. I really think I know your opinion, and I know I'm not going to change it, but
no,
I would
but
just
I,
like to
I,
make
I can
a,
give you some facts.
No, I don't want advice. I just want to make a comment. That's why I called, to make a comment.
Well, I really
think that it's sad. It's disappointing to me that somebody who is so in the public could think the way that you think, because basically what you're saying is, you know, people in middle America shouldn't be exposed to gay themes because
they don't have the film business. We have film business.
They start acting gay, and that's inappropriate.
We
have the
film
business
here. They only have television. We are sophisticated here because we have film. Television, as you know, is not as important as film. But when you go to Nebraska, television is almost as big as movies to them.
Yes, that's it.
They don't know the
difference. That's all they watch. But what does it matter?
What it matters is this. You have a man who spends year in and year out as a dairy farmer. Now he's beginning to worry about getting his nails done.
But see,
now he's having a pedicure.
That's where your thinking is really fascinating.
So you think dairy farmers are now having pedicures?
Yes.
Well, I think that's... I'm going to move on, man. Thank you for your call. What statistics do you have to back up dairy farmers have...
Well, if every farmer in Nebraska acts gay, it could give gays a bad name. And that's serious. What I mean by that is I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. But if I've got farmers out there now who are sort of swishing down the street to an internal rhythm that's all their own, suddenly everybody think I'm a farmer. And
well, you know what? There are worse things to be called than a farmer. Here is Virginia Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
I really think that Margaret is incorrect in her beliefs. I mean, people are really grown up enough, at least most people are, to understand that these are just TV shows. It's not real life being depicted. If we want real life, if we want reality, we're living it.
In Los Angeles, we do. But where did Phil say you were?
I'm in Virginia Beach.
Okay. You're at a big disadvantage there. You're very far removed from the Dream Factory.
Why are you so negative about everyone?
I'm not negative. I'm trying to say we're going too fast for you. I know you'd like to think that you're able to deal with these images, but when you've got terry cloth and moisturizer coming at you in a rapid clip manner, you're liable. It's not negative. It's honest. Okay? You know, Vaseline intensive care.
Okay, well, he hung up, and I'm about to hang up on you. And
well, if you can't deal with the truth.
Phil, I'd just like to say that my column will be out tomorrow about all of it.
That's great. And as far as that guy in Virginia Beach being, you know, being influenced by a terry cloth and moisturizer coming at him in a rapid clip or a rapid pace, I doubt very seriously whether the guy's going to begin affecting anything.
Phil, if he watches Will and Grace once a week, every week, yes. What show do you watch once a week?
NFL football.
Yeah, see, and you're turning into a meathead. And that is...
Okay, thank you very much. 1-800-449-86... Yeah, I'm a real idiot. 1-800-449-8686. I'm turning into Pat Summerall. It's Phil Hendry's show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Next hour, we'll talk about Bobby Knight and his firing from the University of Indiana. There is a book, I don't know, is this part of the Ronald Reagan book? You know this book that Nancy Reagan has written, or this book that Nancy Reagan has compiled? I Love You, Ronnie, proves that Ronald and Nancy Reagan have shared such a love in real life, which is a very deep and wonderful love. But he called her in small chicken scratch, chicken scrawl. You see, nicknames for loved ones should really just be nicknames that you only share with. It shouldn't be something that becomes a part of the national lexicon. It shouldn't be something that becomes a part of America's discussion, coffee clutch. Because in small chicken scratch, in these letters, President Reagan often referred to his wife as Nancy Pants or Mommy Poo Pants. Mommy Poo Pants. Now, yeah, okay, we can do the obvious, you know, the obvious discussions, but here's a guy with his finger on the button. Here's a guy that had the fate of the world in his hands, and he's in, like, what is he, in a bassinet with a bonnet, just throwing dew, and what were they doing? How do you get Mommy Poo Pants? This is why the press in the old days didn't report everything. We don't need to know everything. You think we got a great press today? We got a bunch of nosy, busybody, out of work, freelance schlubs looking for a story because it's so competitive and this people's right to know has gone way, way beyond a pale, man. We don't have a right to know this. I didn't want to know this. I didn't want to know this and somebody made me know it. Not that I was a Republican. I didn't even vote for this guy, but he was the president of the United States, so I figure, well, I think that I should at least have some respect for the office of the president. I'm a red-blooded American. I love my country and everything. Now I got to know that Ronald Reagan called his wife Mommy Poo Pants. Why? Why do I got to know that? I'll tell you why. Because Nancy's letting me know all about it. The hell, Nancy? Can't you? Now she's got the disease. So what is he? He's in a room somewhere, and the Secret Service is standing outside the door while the president and Nancy are calling each other poo pants there. Meanwhile, there's a guy somewhere on the Larry King show saying, yes, he was, of course, Ronald Reagan's legacy will never deeply be understood, probably not for centuries. And meanwhile, he's got a bottle in his face, and he's going, poo! All right, so that was Nancy Pants and Mommy Poo Pants. And it really did get me to thinking about, you know what, man? You know what, you cats, all you writers, all you journalists, all you people who are out there covering the story, you know what? You don't represent me anymore, man. I don't care. I don't want to know. I don't give a crap if Franklin Roosevelt had polio, and I don't care whether Kennedy had a bunch of affairs, and I don't care whether Reagan called his wife Poo Pants. And, you know, Clinton, you know, I don't want to know it anymore. I think the time is for us to now put our heads back in the sand. Let's withdraw back into our shell. Let's have a nice season, about 50 years of just not giving a crap anymore, okay? I believe that that's the healthy way to go, man. We should stop worrying and stop caring and stop giving such an enormous crap about this stuff that has nothing to do with anybody's happiness, anybody's life, nothing. So now it's beginning to turn. I wonder how the guy feels who asked Bradley whether he smoked dope. Who was it that asked him that on the national TV show, thinking that he was going to get some huge story and a hue and a cry and a possible submarining of the Bradley campaign? And nobody gave a crap. And you smoked dope? Yeah. Sure. Any other? Next question. What you guys ought to be asking those guys, did you drop acid? But you guys won't, you won't ask that question. They asked, did you do coke? Did you smoke dope? And they think this is significant. Why don't you ask them whether they dropped acid? Did you drop acid? Now you're going to get some interesting answers. Why don't you ask Clinton that? Because there ain't no way you can't inhale acid. I got news for you on that one. You got to either take it or you don't take it. Did you ever take acid? Well, I did, but I threw it up. Okay. And I got to get this one out, too. I'm sorry, Mr. Bradley. Did you ever call your wife Poo Pants? Have you got anything in there? Did you ever take the brown acid at Woodstock? Did you ever take purple microdot? Did you ever take orange sunshine? Did you ever take purple haze? Did you ever take Osley? Did you ever take window pane? Did you ever take 25? Just did you ever take any of that stuff? Because if you did, now we have a reason not to vote for you. I got to tell you something, guys, and I say this with, I shouldn't say this. If there are any kids listening, stop listening. I took acid. I wouldn't vote for me for president based on that. And if I ever hear about any cat running for president who took acid, don't get my vote, man. I'll vote for freaking Hitler before I vote for that guy. I'll vote for Adolf. Although something tells, and you know Adolf didn't take no acid. The crap he pulled, he never dropped. And that stuff was down south in Switzerland just waiting to be dropped. He should have gone down there and said, Fanny, what do you got for me today? I've got some of this window paint out off. Yeah, man. Anyway. So that's what you got to ask, and you guys fail to ask the question. Did you smoke pot? Who gives a crap? Did you snort coke? Whatever. Did you ever suck some psilocybin tea? Now you're getting into some areas that I'd like to have explored personally. And something tells me, Ronald Reagan calling his wife Poo Pants, he dropped at least once. Because not only did he just call her that as an endearment, she turned into Mommy Poo Pants right in front of him. Wow, it's Poo Pants. I don't know what happened there, and I don't want to know. Quit reporting on this crap. Will you leave me alone? Don't you think that I ask him if they dropped? Boy, that's it. And by the way, did Bobby Knight drop? No. You know the people who never took acid, don't you? You just know who they are. You immediately know. They're just Bobby Knight ain't one of them. I got a feeling, and it's very possible that he did. Phil Jackson? Yes. Will Chamberlain? Yes. Maybe even Christian Laettner. Nah, I take that back. But Bobby Knight? No. So I say they reinstate Bobby Knight if he ever drops. That's good. Take some acid, you're back. And the other people that I drop a little acid, every student at the University of Indiana, because you cats remind me of the University of Mississippi, man, 1962. Get them cats to drop. Okay, it's 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.